Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five. Today's interview is with Jason Henricks. Jason is a managing director at the Fintech Forge. He's got a long history of working with different fintech companies, including Perk Street and Fundly. And interestingly enough, and I didn't realize this when I interviewed Jason, besides attending Harvard, he also went to West Point and graduated from there. So I will do a follow-up interview with Jason because I'm ex-infantry. I was in the Army a long time ago, probably before Jason was born. And I'd like to give him a very hard time about that. So Jason, look for my phone call, buddy. So we're actually discussing this incredible buffalo bag. I'm going to take a picture of this and put it on the blog for this. But Jason, that's the most attractive man bag I've ever seen.
Well, my wife not only dresses me, she also accessorizes everything I carry.
Yeah, my wife does too. She called me her Ken doll. And for those of you that can't see me, I'm 5'7", 50-year-old Jewish guy with the, you know, exactly what you would expect me to look like. So I do not look anything like Ken. Jason, however,
my wife also dresses me. Let's compare our footwear. Yep. That's the wife influence jacket. Yep, check. You look great. Let's face it. Like we're played up by our women.
Yeah, I was talking with JP Nichols last night, who's part of, what is it, Fintech Forge. Right?
Fintech Forge.
You, JP Nichols, and Dave
Kuchera, correct. The former head of bank innovation for BBVA created the program for them.
So of those three, JP is, I guess, the network. Dave is, I don't know what, and you're...
I don't know if I'm the brains. My former boss, when I helped create the innovation program at First Marblehead, said I'm a giant pain in the ass, and that's why he keeps me around, is don't take no as an answer from compliance or from the vendor management side, and we actually go get things done.
You know, I'm going to actually make a deck and a talk about the giant pain in the ass, because I think... I've dropped that line before. For me, innovation is the one that actually can get shit done, because in a bank, that's impossible.
And that's one of the challenges, right? Because if you think about, you know, what is a bank meant to do, it is meant to execute transactions scalably, reproducibly, securely, and compliantly. Our entire tech stack, people, processes, and culture around doing that same thing over and over and over again. And that's completely different than the purpose of innovation, which is discovery. It's the opposite of execution, really, in that kind of high fidelity environment. It's about going out and learning. And part of learning actually means moving fast enough to fall down.
So let's talk a little bit about the Fintech Forge, because it's a fairly new company. And again, we already talked about the trinity of the three of you. I just coined that. If you will, the little godhead of the three for the Fintech Forge. Describe what it is you do and who your clients are.
Sure. So we're meant to serve the traditional banking and financial institutions that have come to the realization that they're going to have to develop partnerships in order to bring innovation to bear. That is, every financial institution is becoming more of a tech company and acting like a tech company. The largest players have actually already been remaking themselves with massive investments, acquisitions, acqui-hires, building entire labs groups. Well, a lot of the incumbents aren't going to be able to do that. And they're trying to take those first steps into how do we develop an innovation capacity. And so we're not a strategy consulting firm. We actually pick up where the strategy consultants leave off and they say, hey, you know, those big players have given you a direction to go. We help them actually go implement that by bringing a combination of compliance and business sandbox in that leverage your existing team in order to implement test and learn trials with these fintech partners.
Execution's everything. There are a million ideas out there. There's a million strategies out there. Hardly anybody can execute, and especially in our industry.
One of the biggest challenges in execution is you cannot actually get to the right answer by staring at a whiteboard or by having more meetings. The truth is, answers lie outside of the building. And, you know, Steve Blank has said that again and again. The startup world has learned that. That's what's remade the way software is developed. And financial services needs to learn the same thing. How do you actually get out of the building to have customer-led innovation and still maintain your compliance? That's the challenge. And that's what makes it so hard in this industry. And that's the problem we're solving.
And are you having fun with it?
Absolutely. You know, thought for a while maybe it was time just to go write books, maybe try and be Brett King, realize I don't dress flashy enough.
That's your wife's fault.
Yeah, my wife's fault. She doesn't buy me anything with rhinestones in the back.
He actually does have, everyone, a rhinestone jacket. And Brett, I do love you. You're like a father to me, even though I'm older than you. You put rhinestones on your black jacket, dude. That's just, you bedazzled your jacket.
I can't believe you just pulled out that Brett, in fact, is bedazzled. But yes, he bedazzled. You know, the thing that's the most fun about doing this is we're actually seeing change take place. With the first series of banks that we've engaged with, we can actually see tangible results. And one of the things that I like the most is when we come in to these meetings where we have these fire teams, which stands for a fast, iterative, responsive experiment. When the fire team comes in, they're excited to actually get into the meeting because they're seeing results happen fast enough. And they know that we're changing the DNA of the institution and we're going to keep them competitive.
So last minute is rapid fire questions. I'm going to ask you something off the top of your head. No wrong answer. Okay. Don't overthink it. I'm sure that's what you tell your clients all the time. Where do you live?
Chicago.
Seriously?
American Airlines.
Okay, I was going to say. So, Chicago, are you a native Chicagoan?
No. Farm country Midwestern kid, then a town of 9,000. I still remember when we got our first stoplight in the town. I'm podunk.
So, Cubs or White Sox?
Red Sox.
Oh, really? In Chicago, they must hate your guts.
So, I grew up a Cubs fan. A fourth-generation Cubs fan. Moved to Boston, live a block and a half from Fenway Park. And it was really easy in the 90s to become a Red Sox fan. It's like, wait a second. You're going to build up my hopes and dreams and then crush them by the postseason? I can get into this. This is what I grew up with. But then they won. And you know what happens when they win? You decide you actually like being a winner.
The 30 for 30 special on the Red Sox beating the Yankees is still to this day my favorite special ESPN's done.
It absolutely. Although I do worry if it is a Red Sox Cubs World Series this year. One, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I do think it's a sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's Armageddon. I think it's a good note to stop on. It's the end of the world. So where can we learn more about the FinTech Forge?
FTForge.com, or just read just about anything JP Nichols puts out. He is one of our best and most innovative features is actually everything that JP can write.